Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. April Gregory is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. April is a new friend, international branding and marketing strategist. She's a certified professional marketing consultant, and she is the author of the upcoming book, Selling You as a Brand, which she'll release later in the year. And we're going to help her with that launch. And she's our new friend, April Gregory. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Great it's good to have here. You here. And congratulations on the book.
Thank you. I'm so excited about it.
Is this your first one?
This is my first book.
Yeah?
Good. And I'm real happy because it's really speak to where we are right now as a people and how we're handling our careers and businesses and stuff like that.
Well, we're going to give you the chance to serialize your book a little bit with us right now. So let's give us a little peek into that. You know, one of the things I was telling my audience, reminding them about before you came here today, is that every one of us have a brand. We're all individually, we have our own brands. Even if especially if we're an employee type, meaning we're hoping someone will give us a job or allow us to keep our jobs. Then we have it. We definitely have a brand because that's what people are either attracted to or not. And if we have a business, if we own a business like I do and like you do, April, we also have personal brands, and oftentimes our personal brand becomes our company brand, our corporate brand. Sometimes that's good news, and sometimes it's bad news. So it's interesting how the brands how brands work when applied to human beings. So talk to us a little bit about the personal brand.
Yeah, the personal brand is really it's the promise. It's the promise that you make to people over and over and over again. So not necessarily the promise you say you make with your words, with your mouth. I promise you this or that. It's what you really promise and deliver, and that's your brand is being formulated out of there. And so people are even for us, people are in relationship with us for a reason, and most of the time it has to do with the brand and the essence that we're putting out to them. Just thinking of it like your best friend, you're in relationship with that person for reasons, and that's where that brand starts to crop up.
It's what you stand for. Part of it is what you stand
for.
It's what people think that they can count on you for, right?
Absolutely.
It includes your values, doesn't it?
It does. It includes your values. A lot of times people can pick out, not cherry pick from their past and from past experiences to help them to see what their brand is all about. Because what you deliver when you pay attention to it. Well, sometimes you're just not paying attention enough to know that, this is what I deliver. It's so natural for you. And then we want to help people be more deliberate with what they're putting out there about themselves.
Well, and you know, one of the things that I'm doing in my work these days, and it's all part of my new book, The Age of the Customer, is differentiating between relevance and competitiveness. April.
Absolutely.
So, for example, if somebody gave you if somebody sent you a letter about my work with them, and they sent it to you because you asked them for it, and they were really really truthful. Here's what it might sound like. It might sound like Jim is the smartest guy in the world. He can do the job you have for him. There's nobody who could do a better job than him. But he doesn't like to show up for work on time.
Wow.
So what they told you was that I was very competitive, but they also told you that I didn't have my character wasn't as dependable, because I was not dedicated to being there on time. You see what I mean? So
right.
so that's absolutely. that's my brand. It's not enough just to be good. You have to, as you said earlier, you have to be able to demonstrate what people expect from you. And those expectations, in my opinion, is where the deal is done. What do you think?
I love that you brought that up, because, you know, you can be very good, as your example just showed, you can be very good over here with these two things. You're dedicated, you're going to get it done, but you might not show up. So on that, there, that would be something you would need to work
right.
on. So it's key for us to be aware of the things that could be hindering our brand, our mm-hmm. personal brand, as you will.
People showing up late for work is not something new. It's been going on for a long time. People, you know, taking too long at lunch, leaving early, taking too many sick days, that's been going on as long as people have been working. But I wonder if you are seeing, if you see any kind of trends with millennials along these lines.
Well, I am not seeing, I'm not hearing any reports that they are, that they're slacking in that, lacking in that area, actually.
That's good news. That's good news. No, I'm just trying to, I'm trying to collect information on the we're working in a very interesting workplace right now, aren't we, with all the different generations. So what are you seeing out there?
Well, I'm seeing, from the millennials, they're a little bit impatient. About they want increase in promotions really fast. They want the reward.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit like, you know, some other generations put in the time, put in the hard work,
right.
Climbed the ladder steadily, and they had different kinds of expectations.
Right.
The newer ones, they are wanting it now. They want everything now. They do a good deed, they want it now. I've even heard in some cases where, you know, some parents were showing up on the job or asking to meet with bosses.
I've heard of that. Yeah, I have heard of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Show up with them on the interview maybe sometime. No, so that's now this is very interesting. No, this is a good point. But these are all brand elements, aren't they?
They are, and you want to be able to step up and stand up for yourself when you need to. But you don't want to bring your parents to work,
right? So. And also, look around you, and if this company takes longer to promote their people, that's the way that company is. And
absolutely.
If you don't like that, then you need to go somewhere else, right?
Yes,
or maybe work that much harder. I need your website, April.
www.aprilgregoryinc.com.
So check that out, folks. Quick break. We're going to come back and talk some more about your personal brand with one of the experts on this topic, April Gregory. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.